2 Corinthians chapter 11, we want to finish our little series we've been preaching from the truths of 2 Corinthians 11 about fake Christianity, where we read in verse 4 of chapter 11 about another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel. And tonight we'll look at another minister, which is really one of the big problems that Paul is having communicating with his church, as well as the church of, it was in Galatia, those Galatian Christians. They had some fake preachers, some fake ministers of Christ that were deceiving them and harming them. And we've got to be able to have a real Christianity and a real understanding of Jesus and a real understanding of the Holy Spirit, a real understanding of the gospel, and a real understanding of what it means to minister for the Lord, because there certainly are a lot of fakes out there. We don't want to be deceived by them. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4, the Bible says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles." But drop down to verse 13. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." So it was not just another Jesus or another spirit or another gospel. The problem was a person. A faker had come to Corinth. Would you look at verse 4 again? "For if," what's the next word? "He." "For if he that cometh," what's the next word? So this is a preacher. So a preacher has come to Corinth that is not one of God's preachers. And he's leading them astray. So he said, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus," and then at the end of the verse, "ye might well bear with him." So he's talking about bearing with this individual, this preacher, this fake preacher. He's a fake because, first of all, according to the context of verse 4, he's preaching a wrong doctrine. A fake preacher is somebody that's preaching a wrong message. It doesn't matter how well he preaches it. It doesn't matter how well he is recognized or accepted. If he preaches the wrong doctrine, he's a fake preacher. He's just as fake as a $4 bill. He's just as fake as the news you'll listen to. Amen. He is a fake preacher if he doesn't speak according to this book, line upon line, if he's preaching the opinions of society or his own opinions or some twisted thing that the Bible does not preach altogether. He's a fake preacher because he's not with the doctrines of the Word of God. You know, we read about people like this in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, when he said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." These people come in and they preach a message, but it's not a Bible message. Jesus said on several occasions, beware of false prophets. He talks about being aware of those fake preachers that come and they come. Jesus said, in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. We've got to get past the stage of gullibility where we think anybody with the Bible or anybody that calls himself a preacher or a pastor is a person of God. That's not true. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 11, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." He told us in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." I'd say there's probably more fake preachers than there are real preachers. As a matter of fact, when this thing culminates with the Antichrist, you know the Antichrist is not going to get all religion, get rid of all religion, because he himself is going to have a false prophet. He's going to have a faker with him that's going to do miracles and do things to get people to believe that he's God and that he's from God and that he is God's Christ. And the whole world's going to recognize him and the whole world's going to believe him. I don't know how he's going to get all that together, but the Buddhists will think he's the next Buddha that's come. And the Muslims are going to think he's the prophet that's come. And those that say they're Christians but miss the rapture are going to say, well, he's Jesus. He's the Christ that's come. And he's going to do that with false prophets. And so there's no surprise that he sends false prophets more and more into the world as the coming of the Lord draws nigh. So here's the question. How do we spot the genuine article? How do I spot one of God's preachers? How do I spot one of God's men? How do I spot the genuine article? Well, it's like the other message we preached. If we'll get to know what a real minister is, if we'll get to know from the Bible what a real minister of God looks like, then we will, and we'll learn about that, then we can spot the fake when it comes by. But I'm convinced that most people don't really, they don't discern what a true minister of God is. You know, Peter, when he was preaching over there in the book of Acts, somebody saw him preach and said, "I want to do that. I want to be what you want to be." Just look at that, Acts chapter 8. I didn't intend to go there. But how do we spot the faker? Well, you can spot the fake preacher with the wrong doctrine. You can spot a fake preacher with the wrong doctrine. I'd also say, you know, every one of these women preachers is a fake. Can we still say that without going to jail? A woman preacher is a fake. I mean, even the fakers in Corinth were men. You know, you come a long way when the fakers are even worse than the fakers that were there originally when he warned us of the fakers. He said, "For if he," is that what he said? "Cometh, preacheth." I mean, in the early Bible, they knew it. You know, they knew the preacher's supposed to be a man. So Joyce Myers is a farce. She's a faker. She's not one of God's preachers. And look, that is not misogynistic. That is just biblical. And all these little churches that have Pastor Sam and Pastor Wendy, they're fakes. My wife is not the co-pastor. She's not the woman's pastor. She's not even the kid's pastor. She's not even my kid's pastor. She's not even the pastor of the kitchen. She's my wife. That's what God wants her to be. Guys, that's not hateful speech. But you say that to a world and they'll think you've gone, you know, you need to be arrested. No, we don't want anything fake. When Jesus picked 12 apostles, there wasn't a one of them that was a woman. He picked the devil before he picked a woman. I don't know where that came from, but it just came right out like that. But is that not true? He picked 12 men. The rest are fake. I tell you, and it's getting to be more and more popular to have the pastor and his wife pastoring the church. Look, if you want to know something about this church, come to me. The buck will stop here. Don't stop with my wife that gets to me. Well, that felt a little ginger there, but and she'll tell you that. She's told people at our church, well, you'll just have to go talk to the pastor. You know why? That's not her job to be the pastor. So he's talking about fakers. There's somebody that's a faker there that they received as a minister of God. But here, how do you spot those? Well, you can spot them with the gender if you can get a look at their birth certificate. But then he says in Acts chapter 8, you can spot them this way. So here Peter's preaching the word of God. Verse number 14 of Acts 8. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he has fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them what? Money. Saying, give me also this power. I want to be a preacher too. That on whomsoever I may lay I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, watch it, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Well, you can spot this guy that's a faker because all he's thinking about is money. You know, a real man of God's not even interested in money. You know, when I first took a pastorate, and I went ahead and took the pastorate or my first position at church, I take that back, my first position at church as assistant pastor, and they offered the job, and they didn't even tell me what they were going to pay me. And the pastor was there, stopped and said, this is not right, man. You can't expect this man to receive or reject this offer. He don't even know what's getting paid, what he's going to get paid. And I said, that's all right, pastor. Because I believe this is what God wants me to do, and the pay doesn't matter. Now, I think that's true about, I took this without really knowing all about it. Didn't even really care. Not about money. Because, you know, if it's about money, then you can starve the preacher out, but you can't starve a man of God out. See the difference? The ministry's not about money, but the faker's about money. That's why, it doesn't matter to me, and I know a lot of times people have to put out needs, and I'm careful what I say about that, but even missionaries that are always asking for money, I like to give missionaries stuff they don't even ask for it. Just send them a gift. You don't have to send me 20 letters telling me you need $1,000. Amen. I mean, at some point, we're doing this for God. I understand that there's needs, but the man of God, the servant of God, the minister of God, he's not thinking about money. He's thinking about people, and he's thinking about pleasing God, and he's thinking about souls, and he's thinking about the Word, and the last thing he's thinking about is paycheck. But boy, that's not the way it is in modern Christianity. The modern church people, they switch jobs based upon their pay. Just like getting a raise somewhere. They'll move from place to place, not based on the will of God, but based upon what the salary is. And that's why all the TV preachers are always asking for money. I think it's just a bunch of fakery myself. You know, Elisha sort of gave us some insight on that. You know, when Naaman came to him and he did the work of God in his life and preached to Naaman. Naaman was healed of his leprosy, and Naaman said, I want to give you money. He said, I'm not wasting your money. Shoo. Go home. Don't want nothing from you. Oh, come on. I don't want anything from you. You know, it's just like Abraham, you know, when he went and got Lot, his nephew, back and had that big battle with all those kings, and the king of Sodom came to him and said, I want to give you something. And you know what Abraham said? I wouldn't take nothing from you. You know what? Abraham was a man of God. But when Elisha told Naaman, going back home, I don't want anything from you, Naaman went down the road. And then his servant, listen now, his preacher boy, are you listening to me? Gehazi. He wasn't a man of God. You know how you know? He was a faker. You know why? He went after Naaman. He said, Naaman, come here. Elisha forgot to tell you he does need a little bit. Just give me this, that, and the other thing, and it'll be good. You know what God did to that faker? He gave him leprosy. Because he was just in it for the money. Peter said, thy money perish with thee. You know, that's a real man of God right there. That's a real preacher. He's not going to be bought off. God, give us some men that you can't buy. God, give us some ministers and servants of the Lord that aren't doing it for money, but they're doing it because they love God and they want to please the Lord. Peter says, there's a fake right there. He's got a money issue. Well, fake preachers also have a flesh issue. He said over there in Galatians chapter 6, we just preached on it last time, in Galatians chapter 6, he talks about verse 12, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. A fake preacher doesn't want to suffer persecution. They want to make a show. A fair show in the flesh. They want church to be a show. If church is a show, it's fake. Church's not supposed to be a show. Especially a flesh show. And these fakers that were of the flesh, Galatians 4 told us in verse 17, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. So when I say they have a flesh issue, that they're not only having a show and glorifying themselves and glorifying the flesh, that's a faker, but they're also doing what they're doing to affect their own lives. In other words, they want a big ministry because what it does for them. He says they affect you that ye might affect them. In other words, they're just in it for what they get out of it. And guys, look, if we're going to be true ministers of the Lord, whether it's a Sunday school class or whether it's vacation Bible school or whether it's going downtown and talking to somebody about Christ or whatever it is, if we don't do it for one reason, and that's for others and for God, if it has anything to do with what I'm getting out of it, then there's something fake about it. The ministry's not about the gratification that I get out of it. But the fakers, they're worried about how it affects them. So you translate that. What happened with Paul? And he's trying to tell the Corinthians this. You're listening to the wrong preacher. Wednesday night we're going to talk about Paul's foolish boastings. He does that. He says it's foolish. But he did that because they were listening to the wrong preacher. You know what Paul did for them? He gave himself for them. A real preacher sacrifices himself. Paul had sacrificed himself for the work of God. It's not what he was getting out of it. He was giving himself for the Lord and giving himself to the church. I think we need to pray that God would send forth more laborers into the harvest field. We need to pray that God would rise up young men to preach and carry the torch of the gospel. And I believe that and I know that in my soul. But you know what we're not trying to do? We're not trying to get a group of young men to come out of Bible college that thinks the ministry is just a grand thing for their life. Because that's when it gets fake. Going into the ministry is not about me. And so these fakers, they have a flesh issue. It's all about themselves. In 2 Peter, he also talks about these fakers. They have not only a flesh problem, it's going to get into sin problems. He said in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 10, chiefly them that walk after the flesh. He's talking about these false prophets. They walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, despise governments. He calls them brute beasts in verse 12. They're going to, in their own corruption. He says in verse 13, talks about their unrighteousness and their blemishes. He says in verse 14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. He says covetous practices. There goes back to that other spotting that faker. He says they love the wages of unrighteousness. He says in verse number 18, they speak with great swelling words. I mean, you know, just because a preacher can speak well doesn't mean that he's of God. He says, this fake preacher, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness. Verse 19, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. You know how you can spot a fake preacher? He's not going to deal with the corruption of the flesh because his flesh is corrupted. He's not trying to spend time before God to get holy and clean in his life and then come and preach. His life is just as sinful as everybody else. He just goes to church for the show. Guys, how many times? And I'm not saying that every case of adultery and wickedness was somebody that wasn't saved or something like that. But I'm telling you, all this stuff, there's a lot of all this stuff that comes out because a lot of these people are fakes. How in the name of heaven could I get up in this pulpit and preach about adultery if I was an adulterer? I'd have to be a fake. How could I get up in the pulpit and preach about righteousness if I'm living unrighteously? So the faker is somebody that doesn't have a righteous life, and because of that, they tell all of the people that come, they tell them that you've got liberty, there's no problem, do what you want to do, the Lord loves you, live how you want to live. Fake ministers. They're not real. If they were real, they would tell the people what God said instead of trying to dodge the harsh issue. Look at 1 Kings chapter 22. Here's a great example of spotting fake preachers. 1 Kings 22. Here you've got the great story of Jehoshaphat and Ahab together, and they bring all these preachers in. They bring all these prophets, but most all of them are fakes. And so here's the story. We pick up the story in verse number 5, 1 Kings 22, verse 5. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. See, Jehoshaphat loved God. Ahab did not love God. And Jehoshaphat says, you know, before we start fighting this battle, we need to talk to God. We need to get a word from God. Wouldn't it be good if that was always our attitude? Before I do something, I need to hear what God has to say about this. That was Jehoshaphat. And he told Ahab that night. And Ahab, he did not even get nervous about it. You know why? Ahab had all of his fake preachers. Oh, sure, Jehoshaphat. Verse number 6. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 of them. There is never a lack of fake preachers. There's 400 of them. Now, it's not my job to go around town and tell everybody who's a fake preacher. It's just my job to preach. But I'm telling you, you'll get about 400 out of 401 that are fakers, according to this text. Verse 6, then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle? Shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, don't you have a real prophet? That's my version. Look at it. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of it? Don't you love the fact that Jehoshaphat, in 400 preachers, he said, there is not a real one among them. He could spot 400 fakes that quick. He said, Ahab, this is a joke. Verse 8, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, all right, you found out, you caught me. I got a bunch of fake preachers, but it sure does make my life better. Sure does make my life easier. But there's this one guy, and I know you're wanting that guy. Look at it. There's one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. You know, you can always spot a real man of God by who hates him. That's why you know Joel Osteen is the biggest faker that ever lived. Nobody hates him. What was he calling names? Well, Paul called names. The man's a faker. If you can't, amen, talk about Jesus Christ and the gospel and name sin, you are a faker. And if you get put on national TV and they put a microphone to millions of people and you can't even tell the world that homosexuality is a sin, you need, amen, to go dig a ditch. Don't preach to anybody. I just don't want to. That's not my job to tell what people sin. Because you're a fake. I hate this guy. For he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Listen, you know how hard Satan works to get you and your family away from a real minister? He wants to get you somewhere where someone will never speak anything evil of you, but just good. That's a faker. Verse 9, then the king of Israel called an officer, hastened hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Well, let's see what. And they said in verse 13, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good in the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. In other words, they said, hey, you need to agree with all the ministerial society about what you ought to say. We ought to all be agreed on this. He said, no, I don't go with the ministerial society. I go with what God says. How do you? Hey, I'm talking about fake ministers. That's the text we're in. How do I spot the real one? The real one is not going to go along with the rest of the crowd. He's going to tell you many times things that goes what rubs against the grain in your life. And the truth is, if someone can't take the straight preaching from the ministers of God, the real minister of God, they are a candidate to believe a faker. And so what does he say? He prophesies to them, and he says, you're not going to come home in peace. And you're going to be scattered. You're going to lose, is what he's saying. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat in 18, did not I tell thee he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? Well, it's not his fault, it's your fault because you're evil. How do I spot a real man of God? Well, many times his message is negative. You know, a real preacher doesn't, it's not that he wants to be negative. God knows something. Many times in my ministry, I go home and say, God, why do I have to be so negative? And it's like, because there's just so much there. I get on to my boy, and I you got to quit being negative. And he just looks at me. But I'm positive. I'm positive that everything's going to hell. Amen. But I'm positive that Jesus is going to win. It's not all a negative message. But God, guys, when we get to heaven, ain't nobody preaching on sin there. Sin's gone. for eternity we'll be able to just bask in the character and the majesty and the wonder of God. But as Bob Jones Sr. said, right now we are in the nasty now and now. That's where we live in. And a real man of God's going to try to say something about to help your marriage and help your children and help you so you won't go and be slain on the battlefield somewhere. And the faker just says, oh, it's okay. Everything's all right. Just give yourself a big hug. It'll be okay. Do you know in the last 30 years, and it's not 100%. I'm not saying it's 100%, so don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But in the last 30 years, I would say 8, 9 out of 10 situations, the devil's got someone to leave this church. And instead, listen, and I know, look, whether it was my brother or myself, I can't pastor everybody. There's some people that don't want me to pastor them. My brother couldn't pastor everybody. There's some people don't like this church. Some people, they come to this church, it'd be way too loud. Right? They want to come to something like the Lutheran church. They want it to be... I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying they'd rather have something very docile, very quiet. I mean, if somebody came here tonight from Spurgeon's Tabernacle in London, I've worshipped there on several occasions. If one of those church members, and they're just as saved as you are, if they sat in this service and heard us sing like we sing, they would think that they need to leave before they get defiled. Because, brother, when they come and they sit down quietly. And then on cue, the pastor walks out. Let us pray. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing that. But I couldn't pastor those people. They would say, he is crazy. Right? So I understand that everybody in the world is not supposed to go to Sweet Springs Baptist Church. But look, if people in the last 30 years, if you look at the host of people that run through this church, if they had gone through to another Bible-believing church where there was a real man of God and a real preacher that would really tell them what God said, everything would be good. But you know that 8 or 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. They find a place where my kids will be more comfortable with their lifestyles. And they find a place where I can slip in the big place and slip out, and nobody will know if I'm faithful or not, and nobody will know if I'm giving or not, and nobody will know if I'm committed or not. And the devil's working on God's people. He does not want to steal you away from church. He just wants to put you in a fake one. He does not even want to steal you from preaching. He just wants to put you under fake preaching. Go back to our text quickly. So that's fake preachers. There's something else that's fake. There's several ministers here that's fake. It's not just preachers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13, look at that. 2 Corinthians 11, 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. So here's some fake apostles. Well, why would there be a fake apostle? We'll look at the next chapter, chapter 12, verse 12. Truly the signs of apostles, of an apostle were among you, and all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. An apostle was somebody that had such authority from the Lord that they could do miracles. We read about that this morning in the book of Hebrews, about the word being confirmed by those by signs and wonders and miracles. But then there came along some fakers that said, you know what, I'm an apostle too. Look at Revelation chapter 2. In Revelation chapter 2, we find these fake apostles. You say, well, what do we do? Just like the fake preacher, you got to learn what a real preacher is in the Bible. A fake apostle, well, it's even easier than that. You don't even have, all you have to do is just put them on trial. Look at Revelation chapter 2. The Bible says in verse number 2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Watch it. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. So here we find the early church. Somebody step up and say, I'm an apostle, but they were a liar. They were a faker. How could you tell? Well, you take the guy out and you take him out to the cemetery and you say, get one of these boys out of the ground. Or you take him over to the hospital ward and say, okay, all these people with COVID, heal them all. Or you take him to St. Jude's and say, all right, you see these little kids with all these cancer and all this stuff, just heal. Just heal about five or six of them. And real quick, he'll go, I don't feel led to do that. Because you're a fake. You know what? Paul didn't even have to be there. He could just take a cloth that he had touched and take it to somebody and they'd get healed. You know why? He was the real apostle. He was the genuine article. Peter could walk by, and if his shadow hit you, you got healed. Now, you know what? And it's going out of style. But all these charismatics, they're just a bunch of fakers. And you know why they're fakers? Because an apostle was so important. The Bible says the church is built on the foundation of the apostles. The apostles had the power to determine things. They had the very power of God. Well, the Pope in Rome, he calls himself God's apostle. He's a faker. If he was real, amen, he would go downtown and heal all those Italian people that just about died. Half the country just about died of COVID. He didn't heal one of them. You know why? He's a faker. He didn't have any power with God. If you had that power with God, wouldn't you do something instead of sit on a throne and tell everybody you had power? What a joke. I said, what a joke. And get on TV saying you can heal people. I never forget Brother James. He made me laugh so hard one time. He said he called up one of them fakers. They were on the radio all the time healing people, you know. And they'd call in. He'd say, okay, you're healed. And then the next one, you're healed. And so Brother James called on the radio and said, I need you to heal me. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got crooked teeth. The guy said, no, really, what's your problem? He said, I got crooked teeth. They're not right. I want you to make them straight. I mean, if you can take cancer away from these people, can't you make my teeth straight? Gosh, next caller. If you can't make somebody's teeth straight, you're a faker. If you call yourself an apostle, what a joke. And we've got people out here, that's where all of these cults come from. They set themselves up as God. They set themselves up as an apostle. There are churches in America that say that their man in the pulpit is an apostle. That's fake. An apostle had to see Jesus in the flesh. They're fakers. They're all fakers. But the world runs after the fakers. So there's fake preachers. There's fake apostles. Go back to our text. He said, I could say much more about that, but we're having too good of a time on that one. So we'll go to the third one. Well, this is interesting. Now, you know what an angel is a minister of God. I mean, a created being of the Lord, Hebrews 1. They're all ministers of God. So when we're talking about fake ministers, we've got to include verse 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 11. He said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. He says, you know, Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. You know, if a devil came by your way, he would try to come by your way in a very angelic way. Isn't that strange how we think that a devil would come to us so dark? And yet when God says, if you're going to spot the devil, if you're going to spot Satan, he's not going to come to you as a dark, pitchforked, weird, crazy. He's going to come to you as an angel of light. He transforms himself into something that he's not. You know what a faker is? A faker is being something they're not.
It's like somebody that says they're a Christian, but they're not really a Christian. But yet they want to look like a Christian. They transform themselves into a Christian, but inside they're not a Christian. Satan, he transforms himself into an angel of light. There's nothing about light having to do with the devil since he fell. And by the way, the devil, Satan, is not even an angel. Look at the Bible. Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. The devil, Satan is not an angel. Satan is a cherub. Cherubim aren't angels. Seraphim aren't cherubim. They're all different. God made all these different things in heaven. And angels are innumerable, but there's only a few cherub. There's only a few cherubim. And Lucifer, Satan was that, before he fell, Lucifer was that anointed cherub that covered the throne of God. There are cherubim that attend the throne underneath and move it. Yet Satan, he was the cherub that covered the throne of God. By the way, cherubim have more than one face. An angel just has one face. If you saw him, he'd look like Larry. Maybe a little thinner. More hair. But Satan's got more than one face. You know what? Somebody's got more than one face that they can easily fake things to you. You ever heard somebody's two-faced, you know? They're one way this way, one. The devil's not two-faced, he's four-faced. He's a faker. But he transforms himself into an angel of light. He's not an angel, but he changes himself and he comes so subtly and so caringly when he wants to damn your soul to hell. Isn't it strange? The preacher preaches hard and the devil will say he didn't care about you. And yet the devil will say, I care about you, and he'll drag you to hell. What an irony. So there's fake preachers, there's fake apostles, there's fake angels. The Bible says in verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers, so these are Satan's ministers, if his ministers also be transformed, look at your Bible, as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So here's fake ministers. They're actually Satan's ministers, but they transform themselves as the ministers of righteousness. You know, any time that the world wants to destroy the things of God and destroy the things of the Bible, they will put a fake minister on the TV just to agree with satanic principles. But they'll look so pretty while they do it. And they'll look so godly while they do it. We have these fake ministers in seminaries. We have these fake ministers in Bible colleges. These fake ministers are in pulpits. These fake ministers are Christian counselors. These fake ministers are Bible commentators. These fake ministers are scholars on Bible revision committees. These fake ministers are worship leaders in churches. These fake ministers are Christian music artists and Christian authors and TV internet sensations. You know, the ones that get really trendy and get a lot of followers? Well, you know that's fake. How did people get so gullible to forget the New Testament and say, well, everybody just loves Jesus? And I go to church. You know, that's the last thing I want to say. There's fake brethren. The Bible says in chapter 11, verse 26, right here in the same chapter, at the end of the chapter, he said, in perils among false brethren. There are fake brethren. He said the same thing in Galatians 2, 4, those fake brethren. He said, beware of false brethren. They pass themselves off as saved, but they're not saved. They're fakers. Oh, we go to church. You know, I was knocking on doors. My wife and I kept knocking on doors. I'm shocked. Everybody's saved. The whole world's saved. But you know, you can't look at somebody and say, you're a liar. All you can do is give them the truth. And we got through knocking on doors. I sat and talked to this guy. My wife and I were there at the door. He was so nice. We talked to him. He lives not far down the road. We talked and talked and talked and talked. And he talked about church a little bit and this, that, and the other. I tried to get him to talk about his testimony. I said about salvation. And he just kept talking. And he got through and I left and I told my wife, that man is no more saved than a blade of grass. But he didn't have a clue. He thinks he's saved, but he's a fake. Look, if you can't even tell me about when you got saved, you ain't got nothing. If nothing about God, listen to me, if nothing about God or the Scriptures or the Spirit of God or the church interests you, you look like a fake to me. I don't care what you say. Because there are a lot of fake brethren. And they're fake ministers that minister to the fake brethren. I don't know about you, but man, I want something real.
Amen.
I don't eat instant potatoes. I want it to be real. I don't even eat McDonald's. Too plastic, man. I want it to be real. My wife doesn't even make canned biscuits. She makes real biscuits. They taste better. They're good. Amen. I mean, if we have to every now and then, you can get something out of a can, but boy, isn't it great to get something real? People eating all this fake meat. God. Why bother? Just eat broccoli. Oh, you can't tell it's not real. You see where we're living? It tastes real. It's because you put so many chemicals in it. And one of these days, God only knows what it's going to do to your body. And I tell you what, you can get by eating fake food, but you can't get by with fake Christianity. You need real preaching. You need the Spirit of God to really minister to your heart. You need a real church. We need to just fight tooth and nail. God, keep our church real.
Amen.
Keep our singing real. Keep our praise real. We don't have to have the lights and we don't even have to have the crescendos, and we don't have to have everything theatrically planned and come to the very... No. Let's just keep it real. Real to the point, if God was dealing with somebody, we don't even have to have an invitation. They'd get real with God before the invitation starts, because they really want something from God. God, keep it real with us. I don't want to be a faker.